All right. This is Angelina, and in the studio I have Marion Call with me.
Thank you so much, Angelina. It's fun to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. I appreciate you coming in. We're going to chat a little bit, catch up with you on your tour, your new album that you've got out there. And you're also so graciously volunteering your time to help us pitch the K3 membership drive.
Oh, absolutely. I'm kind of a nerd, but I love Pledge Drive Week because I live the same way that public radio stations live, which is on tips and voluntary donations. So I think when you have something awesome in your community, you kind of have to support it on purpose or else it goes away. So would really encourage you to do that right now. If you have a second, give a call, 586-3636, or if you're out of town, 1-800-478-3636, and you can give online at ktoo.org. Any amount's good. 1 year I was really poor and I pledged $10, but you know what? It really helped. And
every little bit helps.
Mm-hmm. Now and now you can give at the dollar a day level. $365 sounds like a lot, but I spend a heck of a lot more than that on coffee.
It's true.
When you add it all up.
It's true.
And yeah, we want to give our volunteers something to do. We got some awesome volunteers from Roller Derby, and as well as Anastasia from the Alaska State Library Historical Collections waiting to answer your call, so give them a ring.
Yeah, I can tell. They've been running around in there. They've been busy, and so definitely call 586-3636. And, you know, that's one of the things that I appreciate about public radio is, you know, we're able to have this locally hosted show. And I pretty much, you know, this show is not driven by any kind of corporate dollars or commercials or anything. I can pretty much put this show together as I want. And our listeners contribute to that by sending me their requests. Mm-hmm. And also, I love bringing musicians like yourself in. And so if you don't mind, let's take a little bit of time and kind of catch up with you on, you've got a new album. It's a double album.
I know. It's huge.
It's amazing.
So much music.
I love it. Well, we were just talking earlier off air. I appreciate so much the double album, and it's even got liner notes in it. It's like this great little book. It's like remember kids back in the old days when you could actually, you know, read about the musician and see pretty pictures and actually see what the words to the songs are?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I used to, whenever I got a CD, I used to first thing pull out the liner notes to see if I would like the words or see what what the songs were about and get so excited. And now, you know, no one includes them anymore. It's kind of sad. And so I was being nostalgic in a grumpy get off my lawn kind of way and decided that I was going to go for liner, like full on 16 pages of liner notes. So it's a fat record, fat project, but I'm really happy about it.
Oh, and it's fantastic. I've listened to the album a few times and it's very well done. It's very interesting. I'm familiar with your other album. Is it Vanilla? Vanilla.
Yeah.
I almost said Vanilla Sky. Sorry.
No,
that's totally not right.
That's a movie.
Yeah. So is this your third album that's out?
It's kind of third-ish.
Third-ish, sort of fourth.
Yeah, because I've released about 16 different singles. So all those together comprise the Song of the Month project. So it's kind of my fourth album.
Oh, that's great.
It's my first big project in a while, and I'm really happy that it's out now.
Oh, well, congratulations.
And I'm happy to be, I'm doing the kind of Alaska CD release tour over the next few weeks. So I know we already played in Juneau at the Rookery on Saturday.
Yes.
Hopefully come back again soon.
It would be great. I'd love to have you. So I guess, where are you in your Alaska tour? When did you get started, and kind of what's next?
I started pretty recently, actually, with Anchorage and then Juneau. Next, I'm going to be in, what comes first? I'm hitting Palmer, Wasilla, Fairbanks, Homer. I think Homer comes first, and then I can't remember the order off the top of my head. I'm sorry. So many concerts.
Okay.
But I'm doing a lot of the major cities in Alaska before Christmas, essentially. I'm doing a lot of trips around the state, putting some miles on the snow tires. I'm excited to get back to Fairbanks and Talkeetna and Homer and Palmer and Kenai. I haven't played in Kenai before. This will be the first time down at Veronica.
Great.
That'll be nice. And looking forward to finding more ways to get around the Southeast, I think, which the arts councils and public radio are especially helpful in.
Yes.
Yeah, the community-based radio is so essential to what I do. You guys are the only ones who will have local artists in. I mean, for real, it's really refreshing to be able to hear music like you guys play and to be able to come in and talk about what I do, even though I'm not on a label or anything like that. So I really appreciate the local public radio stations.
Great. So if you're appreciating your local public radio station, please call and pledge now at 586-3636. Okay, well, let's get to some of your music off of this album, which is called Something Fierce, and mm-hmm. it's two volumes. The first volume, good luck with that. And tell me a little bit about, you know, why did you call it good luck with that? And just a little bit about this one, this collection.
The cover says it all. Good luck with that. This record is about various romantic foibles. And it's also, I think good luck with that is an apt title when it comes to the sort of courage and cowardice elements of the record. This record is really about being brave and sometimes failing to be brave. And I think that those are very common experiences.
Definitely.
In and out of romantic relationships, and, you know, in work and in adventuring and in travel and in staying home and, you know, all those things. I feel like there are a million little insecurities and hurdles every single day. And so that's kind of what this is about. So good luck with that is... by suggestion of one of my good friends, is the title of the first half.
Okay, so how about if we start with Good Morning Moon?
You got it.
I like that one. That sounds really good. So, all right, here we go. This is Marion Call, and this is the song. We'll listen to a few songs, Good Morning Moon, and, we'll come back. Let's see. All right, let's just start with Good Morning Moon. Here we go.
Take a drive down on familiar Highway 5, where every curve feels like a friend. I've traveled north and south since I was born, for family, friends, and love and war. I know this road from end to end. This is my coast, this is my home, from San Diego up to Nome. Haven't seen it all yet, but I will. And I want to memorize it, every inch, want to remember where I've been. I bless these waves, I bless this wind, I bless this grace and all my sins. I mean to take the side streets where I can. Maps and the cost of gas be damned. The miles are only miles for me. So I breeze through my familiar ports of call. Rice Hill, Ukiah, Kelso, all right where I know they're supposed to be. Hey, this is my coast, this is my home, from San Diego up to Nome. Haven't seen it all yet, but I will. And I want to memorize it, every inch, want to remember where I've been. I bless these waves, this western wind, I bless this grace and all my sins. Looks to be a year of go and touch, leaning on my coffee like a crutch, with shards of daydreams in my hands. And the hot springs, the cold creeks, the lonely bay and the long, long weeks will frame my jokes and permeate my plans. Hey, this is my coast, my home. Want to remember where I've been. I bless these waves, this wind, this grace, and all my sins, all my sins. Road will grind you down, give it time, but there are those that don't much mind. Our corners start to curve until we shine. Traveling don't make me special, no, I am just one more lonely soul, trying hard to try hard to stay kind. This is my coast, this is my home, millions of miles my mind can't own. No one's seen it all, no one will, but I want to memorize it, every inch, want to remember where I've been. I bless these waves, I bless this wind, this grace, and all my sins. My sins. This is my coast, this is my home, from San Diego up to Nome. I haven't seen it all yet, but I will. And I want to memorize it, every inch, want to remember where I've been. I bless these waves, this wind, this grace, my sins.
Programming is supported in part by McDonald's, now serving the McRib sandwich. McDonald's, open daily on Trout Street in the Valley.
The KTOO radio auction is coming up December 3rd, and we're looking for you or your business to contribute to public broadcasting. It's a unique opportunity for you to market your product or service to the largest radio audience in Juneau. Donations are due before November 18th. It's easy to be a part of it. Just contact our auction coordinator at 723-1884 or email auction@ktoo.org.
All right, so we just heard a couple of tunes from Marion Call, who is here in the studio, in the KRNN studio with me. Hello, Marion.
Hey.
Hi. So that last song we heard was Highway 5.
Mm-hmm.
And that one, definitely, you definitely get the sense of kind of... you know, not road trip, but definitely kind of claiming your home in Alaska and from California on up, and just kind of traveling. And I really liked that. As I was listening to your album, I could definitely hear it's all about different kinds of relationships and kind of the ups and downs and how you get into them and sort of grow out of them and that sort of thing. And definitely, you know, self-discovery, but it's all, you know, just kind of that connection of relationships and with the elements in nature, and Alaska in particular. definitely lots of that theme throughout the album. So I guess we played a couple of songs off your first volume, and now we're going to go to your second volume.
Sounds great.
Yeah, what's a little, is there anything that's different between the two, or like the kind of songs that you, obviously you've been writing a lot of music. why these songs made the cut in particular?
Well, there are definitely a few that remain on the cutting room floor. Maybe they'll come out someday. But these felt like one body of work, I guess. But the one body of work felt like it had two halves, for sure. And so the first half was sort of Life, Love, and Other Mysteries. And the second half is called From Alaska. And I am not from Alaska, of course. I want to be clear. I don't want to delude anyone about that, or claim or claim more Alaska than I'm allowed to claim, I guess. But this is my ninth winter, so I'm still a newbie. And but these songs are from Alaska, and that matters to me a lot. I feel like Alaska's given me some amazing experiences. I'm kind of in awe about it, and I wanted to, and I think that art is a response to a place like Alaska. And so these songs are, the songs are from Alaska. I don't think I could have written them anywhere else, and they're all very grounded in my experiences here and who it made me to live here and that I want to stay here. So so that's what the second half of the record is about.
Definitely, and that comes through clearly. It's a great, great album. And actually, I want to mention, you do have some CDs available for purchase downtown at the Rookery.
Oh, yeah. They've hosted my last two concerts, and they've been just really awesome. I love the Rookery. It's been fun hanging out there. But, yeah, they have a few CDs for sale, so if you want to pick it up, you can do that, or you can catch it online. It's pretty easy. MarianneCall.com has all the details on how you can do that, or you can listen to it for free, see if you like it, the whole thing. And I love that. I know you guys have been playing it here on KRNN and on KXLL, which is really, really fantastic. There's not a lot of radio stations that will play kind of like weird hybrid music like this. And so I appreciate it. I really seek out and love radio stations that actually play music that they've thought about and that interests them and that's local and that's pertinent more than, you know, what the big bosses are paying them to play. So I'm very excited to find KRNN and KXLL down here. Well, and I hope that you guys do really well in your fun drive.
Yes. So. Well, thank you. And speaking of the fun drive, I mean, definitely, you know, our listeners' dollars do help us to be able to keep locally hosted shows. You know, we do get to select the content ourselves based on, you know, what we think our listeners want to hear and what and the requests that we do get in. So if you want to make a pledge now, 586-3636, or what's the 800 number?
It's 1-800-478-3636 if you're out of town. And you can also, my preference, of course, is to give online. KTOO.org has the donate link for you there. And that's exciting to me because I'm looking at your music lineup and listening to your music lineup that you had before this interview, and yeah, I mean, such cool stuff. I mean, you have Dr. John and Lucinda
Thank
Williams
you.
And Brandi Carlile, and I mean, the kind of people that I like to hear but who are very hard to find on the radio except on a station like KRNN or KXL. So I'm really glad that you guys are here and that you are able to play what people want you to play. So I hope that you're Juno, get out and support. You have some amazing radio. 586-3636 to make a contribution, or KTOO.org.
Great. Yeah, that's exactly what I love, is I like playing musicians that you don't hear on mainstream radio and who are often overlooked, you know, unsigned, or just, you know, they're out there working their tails off, but they're not, you know, the ones you see, you know, in the mainstream. So, yes. And so speaking of one of those amazingly talented and not in the mainstream yet, let's continue listening to some of your music. The second volume, I really enjoyed this one. I mean, it's all great, but I think, like you said, this one is definitely based in your experiences in Alaska. So why don't we start off with Whistle While You Wait? Does that
sound
good?
Yeah.
And is there anything you want to do to set up the song?
This is a song about being brave when you're not brave. And it starts on the first night I arrived in Alaska when I was moving here, pulling into Toke. And it was 40 degrees below zero, and I had never been in 80 degrees below anything before. And I was thinking, what on earth am I doing?
And
where this song opens.
And where did you arrive from?
Let's see. We took the ferry up, actually. It was November. Took the ferry up. So I guess technically I arrived in Haines, but we pulled into Toke on our first night stopping in Alaska after
leaving a much warmer climate.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I had never been below zero ever in my life. And here I was, and it was like blizzard whiteout conditions most of the driving, which I'd never seen in my life. And we get into Toke, and the temperature drops, the wind goes sideways, and I opened up the desk drawer, you know, like in the little hotel desk, and I think there might have been a Gideon Bible, but I don't remember. All I do remember is that little brochure that you may have seen at Young's Motel. It says Survival in the Arctic. And I went, what am I doing here? I live in California. What's wrong?
You're like, help, I'm stuck in a snow globe and somebody's shaking it. Get me out of here.
Yeah, so that's where this song comes from.
Okay, great. Well, let's take a listen to it. This is this is called Whistle While You Wait, and this is Marion Call. And you are tuned in to KRNN 102.7 FM here in Juneau, the capital city.
You're broken, just limping down the line. And it's 40 below, and you know that they know that you're a hopeful from outside. And people speak distinctly as if you're foreign. And you forgot to plug your car in. And you're clearly overdressed, even for winter. And your self-assurance slowly starts to splinter. Oh, it takes a little effort to hold your head up straight, to laugh as if you mean it, to whistle while you wait. It takes a little effort to warm up one more smile, to bear another stare, to brave another mile. Could get to West Hollywood and you're slathered in sunscreen. And you drive really slow, so you know that they know that you're another child with a dream. And you're wearing your old secondhand blue jeans. And you keep turning your head at limousines. And everybody else looks so damn pretty. And you're feeling extra grungy and extra indie. Oh, it takes a little effort to hold your head up straight, to dress just like you want to, and whistle while you wait. It takes a little effort to not avert your eyes, to trust that you belong there. It might just be yourself that you surprise. Don't want to go, but you know that they know you're one of thousands of little songbirds, and you can't hardly be heard above the racket, cause everybody there is trying to hack it, and you've never been compelled to sleep outdoors yet, so you're feeling all establishment and corporate. Oh, it takes a little effort to keep your head on straight, to laugh and really mean it, oh, and whistle while you wait. Oh, it takes a little effort to sometimes plug your ears, to play without pretensions, but also, also without fear. Because some of us will never quite feel the thrill of being safe in our own skin. When it's your first time around, you might flounder a bit till you fit in. And although I do heartily admire natural grace and seem inspired. I expect the truly confident are fewer than I am generally inclined to think. And it's worth a little effort to look them in the eye, to whistle while you're waiting, to flutter till you fly. Oh, it's worth a little effort and a lot of honesty. It's worth some work believing. Oh, it's worth some work believing. It takes just a little practice to learn to be. downtown at night. I like the calm, the dark, the light. I like the bracing winter air. And I like having
High School Theater presents the classic American musical, Grease, complete with Bobby Sox and hit songs hopelessly devoted to you, summer nights, and We Go Together. Grease runs for 2 weekends, November 4th through 12th at Thunder Mountain High School Auditorium, with a special audience sing-along show on Sunday, November 6th at 2 p.m. Tickets are available online at jahc.org, at Hearthside Books, or at the door. Grease is the word.
All right, this is Angelina here in this KRNN studio with Marion Call. She's joining me this evening, and we're taking a listen to your new album. It's a double CD album, and this is we're on the second volume, and we just listened to Coffee by Numbers and also Whistle While You Wait. And you were mentioning earlier that this album is definitely steeped in your experiences, probably traveling and living around Alaska.
Yeah, I would definitely say so. Yeah. Moving to Alaska from outside, I think Alaska does things to you when you move up.
It does things.
It does. It's more of, the only way I can think to describe it is it's more of a character than a landscape in your story. You know, it's really...
Absolutely.
Unique. It's a force in itself, not just a place where things happen, you know? It has a personality, and it has a...
So is there
a lot of power.
Yeah. Is there some experience or something in particular that's, you know, you think of, I mean, obviously your experience of moving, arriving in Tok, and it being an absolute blizzard, whiteout conditions, and then you're reading the brochure in the hotel of how to survive an Arctic blizzard. Was there anything else where you're like, wow, this is not normal, or this is not?
Oh man, I don't know. I think my first winter in Anchorage was quite an experience. First summer too. I mean, that was 9 years ago now, but it changed me so much. I think when I moved here, I was scared of everything. Scared to do anything, scared to move, scared to try anything. And it cured that. It cures that living here, you know? You just learn that nothing's really that bad, and you can kind of just muddle through it. And
just kind of roll
before
with
I know
it.
It, suddenly I'm planning to drive the Alcan in midwinter, and I'm like, well, I guess I'll need a shovel and an extra gas can, and here we go, you know?
Here we go.
Yeah.
So, and you are, you're embarking on your 50-state tour?
Oh, sorry, I just wrapped my 50-state tour.
Oh, you just wrapped it,
yeah,
okay.
You might have caught an old bio there. Yeah, I wrapped my 50-state tour, that was last year. But there will be lots more. I tour pretty much all summer, and then I stay home in Alaska all winter. Right now I'm working on my Alaska statewide tour for the CD release, so...
Great. And if you didn't hear earlier, if you want to purchase Marion's CD, you can obviously go to your website at www.mariancall.com and purchase there. And also there are a few available downtown at the Rookery, which you played a couple of shows at previously. So.
Yeah, that's right. They should have them in stock there. They'll probably also make them available soon at Lucid Reverie, the Alaska Robotics guys down at Heritage by Heritage Coffee. So.
All right. Fabulous. So let's talk about the next couple of songs we're going to play off this album, Extra Special Bitter.
Oh, well, no record about Alaska would be complete without a song about the amazing beer. So
yeah, there is good beer here.
One of the ways in which Alaska changed me was I didn't even like beer before I moved to Alaska. And then I tasted some of the, oh, my goodness, locally brewed stuff. I mean, just, wow. It was really a different experience. I felt like I'd never tasted it before when I moved to Alaska. So that was really fun. And I developed a very happy relationship with it. Of course, not everyone has that kind of happy relationship.
Yeah.
But that's another thing that I felt like is more of a background force in other places, and it's more of a foreground force here, both for good and evil. And
yeah.
So I wrote a song that was so sad. It was a breakup song, sort of, and it was making people cry in concerts when I did it. And finally I decided to just tell them up front, no, this song is not, it sounds like it's about a breakup, but actually it's about the best beer I ever tasted and our complicated relationships with addictive substances that are really delicious, which sounds like it could be about a person, I guess, but no, it's about beer.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Great. Well, you've
so you're right on. ESB, Extra Special Bitter. That's right.
Well, let's just go ahead and take a listen to it then. On that
sounds
note.
Good.
All right. Here we go. This is Marion Call and Extra Special Bitter.
It's raining, but it wants to snow. I'm staying, but I ought to go. taste. 'Cause I don't need a dose of you to smile. 'Cause I don't have another hour to
right, that's Marion Call, and that song was Extra Special Bitter. And if you're just tuning in, if you're just tuning into the show, this is Angelina, your host of Tideline here on KRNN, and I've got Marion Call here in the studio with me, and she's been helping me, well, we've been chatting about your music, and also you've been helping me talk about the K3 membership pledge drive that's going on this week.
That's right, it's pledge drive season.
Woohoo!
Which is awesome, because the fact that you have a pledge drive means that you have some really awesome radio that's worth supporting. So, and you guys, your stations here in Juneau are just fantastic, all three of them. Quite different, quite, all of them completely engaging. I'm all admiration. So you guys better be supportive so that these guys stick around. You've got a great thing going here.
Well, thank you. Yes, definitely. And so the number to call if you want to pledge right now is 586-3636.
That's right. Or if you're in front of your computer right now, open it up and go to ktoo.org. You can donate there and you can see the pledge drive's progress so far. Mm-hmm. You can donate a lot or a little. You can donate a huge amount or you can donate, $50, $10 even, if that's all you have. Because if you listen to the radio, you know it's worth it. For sure. We have the awesome roller derby gals and in the other room answering phones, and they would love to hear from you.
Definitely.
Yeah. And is Anastasia still here? I think Anastasia with the Alaska State Library Historical Collections.
Yes, they are in there. They're working hard. And if you've been enjoying all three public radio stations, or just even, if you're tuned in tonight and enjoying hearing, a live interview with a very talented musician who has played in Juneau and has shown Juneau a lot of love. And we definitely love having Marion, having you here. And that's the beauty of public radio. We get to kind of make the show up as we go along.
Well, that's right. So you get to play what you really you really feel deserves to be played instead of what you're being paid to put on the air. So, yeah, pick up the phone. Give it a call, 586-3636. Give the station a call, that is. And if you're out of town, 1-800-478-3636.
Yeah.
Or you can give online, ktoo.org. And you should definitely do that, because then you will feel proud instead of guilty for the rest of the pledge drive.
Yeah, as you're sitting here listening for free to this great interview.
That's right.
And that's one of the things I absolutely love about volunteering here at the station, is being able to find music that's not on the mainstream radio stations. And it's great. We get to showcase local talent or talent coming through town, and it's a lot of fun. So definitely make your pledges, 586-3636. So Marion, we've got one more song to play. It's been a pleasure having you here, and I know you're going to stick around for a little bit, but
oh, yeah. I want to hear what else you're playing. You have the best lineup here. It's fantastic music. All stuff I like.
Thank you. So why don't we go out on one more of your songs? And this one is called Anchorage. So tell us, obviously, it's probably about Anchorage, but what do you want to say about this
one?
Well,
it is about Anchorage, but it's about Anchorage with a little A, like the spot where you anchor, and I wrote a song about this because I think for the last few years I've had trouble with the concept of home. For me, my concept of home has kind of been Alaska in general, but not really a specific building or a specific place, because I've been traveling so much, and I think this record really reflects that. But Anchorage, I think it describes how you feel when you find the place that is home, and it's not a happy, fluffy feeling. It's kind of a deep, difficult, sometimes painful feeling, but it's very grounded. And so this is kind of a happy, sad song about where you find home.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds good. Well, let's go ahead and take a listen to it. Here we go.
Today, my childish laughter falls away. The stakes were real, and we won't feel okay with a knot of bitter. I'll sail around the night, how dark when it's day. No, 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 I got no home. No, no, no. No, 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 I know where I'll land. I'll unclench my hands, I'm willing to stay. So see me down to the edge of the wild. Stroll me out to the end of the pier. Reel me into the place. We knew our own faces over wine, over coffee and beer. And anchor me, anchor me, anchor me, anchor me. Walk with me. The sun sets 3 hours long tonight. We'll blind our poor disbelieving eyes with light. And if the dusk admits our fear of death, then we'll if love goes by halves, why look for a sign? Oh, no, 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 I got no home. No, 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 only a way to bring around slow. No, 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 the water's not clear, but I've watched shore here, and I'm willing to stay. Oh, oh, so see me down to the edge of the wild. Stroll me out to the end of the bow. Point me back to the places we knew our own faces without wondering much why.
Please.
edge of the wild. Stroll me out to the end of the pier. Reel me into the places we knew our own faces, over wine, over coffee and beer. And anchor me, 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 anchor me here.